This is One True Pairing. This is the true story of more than just a man. This is the story of a man troubled with heartache, deceit, and vengeance. Follow along as you learn about the life and struggles of DJ Holmes.
Hey y'all, so it's been a while since I've been on Anchor. In fact, it looks like the last time that I recorded something, it was at the end of March. So just let me explain to you what's been happening in my life. So I guess like right around that time, I received an offer for a position at a school and I took it. But it meant that I had to basically leave the state that I lived in to go to another state. And basically, it was sight unseen. I didn't know what anybody looked like. I didn't know what the school looked like. I didn't know what the students were like. I knew absolutely nothing. All I knew was that a coworker of mine wanted to go. Basically, it was home for her. And so I said, yeah, I'll go. I was basically tired of living where I was living and just needed something new, something different. Plus, the pay was great. I mean, it was great. But anyway, so that whole process started right around the last time that I recorded. And it's currently, what's today's date? Today is September 28th. All right. So things have finally died down for me. Once school ended the end of May, I basically had to move out of my apartment in my old city, which was Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I had to move to my hometown, which meant that I had to live with my sister. And that was stressful because I'm a grown ass man and she's a grown ass woman. And we, you know, we're used to doing our own things. And so, you know, whatever. So also had a summer job and trying to make ends meet, trying to save money, trying to prepare, trying to purchase this, purchase that. It's all kinds of different things. And then met someone. thought it was like cool. I think long distance worked best for us, because as soon as I moved to the same city that he was in, things got weird quick. So I had to basically realize, as far as that situationship was, I needed to leave it alone. It wasn't worth the stress, the worry. It just wasn't worth it, especially considering the fact that I just moved, started a new job. Those are stressful enough, right? So I left that alone. And it was almost as if, you know, as soon as I decided I'm gonna leave that alone, God gifted me with something or someone who was almost made for me. Almost, not quite, but it's exciting. I love it. And I've just been basking in it for some time now. And I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end. It's great, it's glorious. And I think because of it, I am enjoying the space that I'm occupying right now. So that's just a quick little let you know where I am, what I'm doing. And hopefully now that my life is kind of calmed down, I can devote a little bit of attention to Anchor and podcasting. All right.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of New
Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU, pairing, @gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU, pairing, @gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love.